Hello.
Yes, this is Trey with customer service returning your call back.
Well, who are you with?
This is the customer support. You left us a voicemail to call you back.
I just did on just a minute. I've done several. I actually was calling about Healthy Trim soda or something like that charge on my credit card. Is that who you're with?
This is a third-party customer service center. They're possibly one of the merchants that we work for.
Okay. I just left the voicemail. Is that what you, I mean, the time-wise, is that what you got?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I have a charge on my bank account, and I didn't order it. I haven't ever used it, and it's for $49.89. So I need to have it reversed or something. I certainly didn't order it.
Okay, can I start with your zip code?
Mine 77523.
I'm sorry, ma'am. What did you say again?
77523. Is my voice loud?
No, ma'am, you're good. I heard
Okay.
so many numbers. I didn't I wasn't sure where to start at.
Okay.
And that first and last name.
Laura, Laura McCune. It's MC, capital CUNE.
All right, Ms. Laura, can you please verify your address for me?
2802 FM 565 North.
All right, thank you, Ms. Laura. I do have an account located. Now, I am showing on January the 24th, you completed a survey to win that Dyson vacuum.
I did
So
that.
what happened was when you completed that survey, it had terms and conditions inside of the survey stating once you complete the survey, you will be automatically opting into a Bites Hub meal plan app. And this simply just teaches you how to use food to boost energy and cut sugar and carb cravings. Now,
Hey, listen, I know it's not your fault, but that's bullshit. Because I went through all of it to see if I wanted any of it, and I didn't. So I'm going to report it as fraud. It's what I'm going to do if y'all won't take it off. After when I blew off, you know, where you have to pay the shipping and handling per whatever you order. The Dyson vacuum, the shipping and handling was like $1.95 compared to the flashlight, all that. That was $6 shipping. So I just hit that. And when it came back, oh, and told me whatever it told me, I just blew off the whole thing. I didn't realize it went through without me okaying it. And I don't want it. I didn't intend on it. And I guess I'm going to have to report it as fraud if y'all won't work with me and take it off.
So you do want me to cancel the subscription?
I do, and I want a refund. And evidently, it needs to be stated a little more clearly.
So at this point, I can offer you a 50% refund.
Well, I'm going to report it as fraud, dispute it, and get all my money back.
Can I offer you a 75% refund?
No, that's how much would that be?
Give me 1 second. So 75%, 49.99.
Well, it'd be roughly.
That'll be 37.42.
I just, you know, that's me paying 25% of something that is a bullshit catch. I think I'm just going to dispute it and report it as fraud. I want all my money back. That it's just unacceptable.
Okay, let me speak with. Let me give me 1 second, because I really want to do everything I can to help you, Miss Laura. So let me reach out to one of my supervisors and see, can I get you fully refunded?
Okay, I appreciate it.
Okay, Ms. Laura, I was able to get in touch with one of my supervisors, and I will be able to go ahead and fully refund you.
I appreciate that so much, very much. I sure do.
No problem.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much, honey.
You're welcome, Ms. Laura.
When will that be issued?
It will be issued within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. All right, I'll keep check. What's your name?
My name is Trey.
Trey, you've been very helpful and sweet, honey. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.